Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
We're a little bit dead.
And we're a little bit hot and sweaty.
Yeah, I'm going to do an old school. We're a little bit dead.
I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, we just got back from Jefferson. Went tiking for my birthday and did not Google ahead in any
So there's a really cool event going on this week. And it is a cool event. It is. They call it the Jefferson Burn Run. And they raise money to help burn victims.
It's a cool event. I was unprepared for it.
We didn't know that many people were going to be there. Mm-mm. We didn't know that was going on this week.
And so many people needed to hug me.
That was my fault.
It was your fault. I hold you accountable.
I know. I was introduced and I was like, this is my friend Sandy. She has anxiety. She doesn't like people.
Don't touch me. And then they all hugged me and I wanted to die. It's okay.
It made me laugh. I'm a terrible friend. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. I survived.
They didn't even hug me. They just hugged you.
I know. I think they wanted to make me feel better. It didn't. It didn't make me feel better. I
absolutely not.
Literally said, don't touch me.
She was going, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me.
Yeah, I like it. Don't, please don't touch me.
We are so yin and yang. Mm-hmm. We are so yin and yang. But it was fun. I did enjoy it.
It was fun.
We were on a hunt for one specific thing.
And did not get it.
And we never found it.
No. Yeah, no, we did not get what I was after.
Antiquing treasure hunts are so much fun, though.
Mm, I love to go antiquing. I do prefer Gladewater, though. I mean, even though we usually go there. It's just so much more confined.
Yeah, the layout of it.
The layout's better. Because in Jefferson, you have to walk so far.
There's a lot of shops in Jefferson.
There's a lot of shops.
It's a pretty neat town.
Yeah, it's a very cool town if you're young and don't have bad knees. That's all I have to say about that. Makes me tired.
She was driving and she was yawning on the way back home and I was just like, stop.
Listen, Larry, don't be an ass.
I tried to share my little chippies with him while ago. I didn't want it, so.
He's
a little rooster tail going on.
My cat's not great, so he just does what he does. So anyway, we did that and that was an experience that we had today. Bars were fun. We went to a couple different bars and had some drinks. That was fun. We had fun.
I liked the Haywood House. That one was really cool. That was really neat. The food was really good there. If you're ever in Jefferson, Texas, I highly recommend the Haywood House. The whole vibe of it is very antique-y. It was a little more, I would say, it's not an upscale place, but it was a little more upscale than some of the others, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you can dress up and go to there and not be out of place. But you can also walk in there looking like a hobo and they don't care.
I wear overalls.
Yeah. I wore this cute t-shirt.
It was fun, though. It was fun. The food was great. The drinks were good. The beer was great.
The beer was good.
The waitress or bartender that was there was just a sweetheart. It was a good experience.
Yeah, they had like a limited menu because of the amount of bikers.
And then we also went to, what is it called? The Knights Inn Tavern. Is that what it's called? Knights. I think it's called the Knights Inn Tavern.
It's called the Knights something Tavern.
Highly recommend that place, dude. That was a cool little vibe to that place. We didn't order any food. I love the bartender there. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. It was fun.
We made some friends. Sandy didn't want to, but you know, I'm friendly.
I wanted to sit and look at my phone and not talk to people.
And I'm like, hey! It was fun.
Yeah,
I could have carried on the conversation all for us.
I was trying to pay attention and act engaged. I struggle.
It's okay. I think that it's like, as much as it is hard for you medically?
Mentally?
It's a medical condition, though. Okay, as much as it is hard for you to interact socially like that, it's hard for me not to interact socially like that.
I don't know what to say to people.
And I don't know how to meet a stranger.
Oh, I see a stranger and I go...
and I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
And then I look back down at my phone.
I don't know. And then I met this old man. And there was a lot of motorcycles and stuff because the Burn Run is like... I want to say it's like a whole lot of the motorcycle clubs all come together to do this fundraiser. And so there were a lot of bikers there. And we were inside of one of the antique stores. And this elderly man, I don't know his age, but he was I'm in my 50s and he was older than me.
Yeah.
But he was walking through the store and he was just like doing this with his hand. You could tell that he was in a lot of pain. And like, Sandy just walked off. And I was just like, are you okay? I can see how bad you're hurting. And he was just like, yeah, that was a long ride. And so I hooked him up with my Rocasa. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Chrissy started talking to that guy and I hooked it. I was gone.
Rocasa Organics, I'm just saying, for the win. They'll take that pain right away. It's pretty good stuff. Priscilla.
Puts people everywhere we go, and I just walk off.
Yeah.
And she knows.
She'll wait on me. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll just walk off.
She'll wait on me. It's fine.
I'll find somewhere else to be.
It's fine.
You love me anyway.
I do.
I'm glad.
I just hope you're not too mad at me because of those people hugging you because I did not tell them to do that. I did not tell them to do that.
Oh, it says low frame rate detected. Device may not be able to keep up. You may want to stop and check the recording. We'll just see.
Or we'll keep going.
I mean, maybe the audio will be fine if we can't.
Maybe.
So
my husband is away this weekend.
Nice.
He is on his way to Dallas. He's in Dallas right now, going to a concert with my son-in-law. They're having a boys' weekend.
That's fun.
So we decided to have a girls' weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. We're having fun. This is what we do when we have fun.
I know. I could tell that she was just like, okay, it was too much. Too many people. It was two people. It was way too people outside for Sandy today. So I was like, let's just go back and do some podcast stuff. And she was like, okay.
Yeah. It's just like, and the stores were crowded and...
I don't know.
I didn't like it. But I'm a lot. Also,
one day we're going to find ourselves in a place that we're both in our element at the exact same time.
So you're going to be, I'm going to be extremely drunk. Probably. And you'll just be doing you. Because that's the only way that happens is if
I'm, Justin Timberlake concert, just saying.
I did have a good time at that. And I did talk to a lot of strangers and was very much out of my element.
So you just need to be a little medicated with alcohol.
So, what have we got upcoming? So this is going to come out on the 24th.
You know what's a good topic to talk about? Because this will already be affected by that point. But, you know, we as women... I think it's like a natural, to a point, we as women, it's naturally ingrained in us that we'll share our feelings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but to a point. But men, absolutely, like it's...
Yeah, no.
Gen X and above, for sure. They don't share their feelings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And while there's just been so much going on, I've heard of... several incidents of people not getting the mental help that they needed, and some bad stuff has happened. So I think it's a good time to encourage people that if you're going through anything that is making you feel less than human, less than worthy, that you find somebody to talk to, you know, you can always write to us. We're not doctors. I'm not telling you. We're not treating any.
But we have been through some mental health things. And they make medication for that. And I am an advocate for medication for your anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things like that that's kind of going on right now in my mindset because somebody that I love dearly is about to go through some visits like that. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this, especially if you're in the Gen X genre, that I realize that's really hard because we weren't raised to do that. We were raised to rub some dirt on it. You don't have feelings. I mean, you're not allowed to have feelings. You're not allowed to.
Well, when I was a kid, it was always like everybody else got to have feelings. Like my parents got to have feelings. My grandparents got to have feelings. Like grown-ups got to have feelings, but kids didn't get to have feelings.
And then we grew up and became adults.
We're the adults and we feel like we still don't get to have feelings because of how we were raised.
Right. I think that women are a little more open, though, than men are. So I don't know how many men are even listening, but if you're a woman and have a man that you love, that you know he's going through some struggles and stuff, I really highly recommend that you, there's help is just so much readily available now that wasn't there before.
We were talking about this earlier. Like, I mean, so much stuff. There's like the telehealth. You can call a therapist.
You don't even have to go.
You can sit at home and do, like, the BetterHelp is, like, an online, like, basically, like, a FaceTime Zoom meeting. You don't have to go to therapy anymore. You can just literally pick up your phone and call one. So,
I've gone for years with my daughters telling me, Mom, you need anxiety medicine.
Yeah.
I know I have anxiety, but I always say that mine is a situational type of thing, and I make all these excuses, and I've never, like, I did at one point in my life, I took medication, and the way that it made me feel was awful. I think I might have possibly been over-medicated, and after that happened, I just didn't want to do that anymore, but you guys, things are so different now. There's so many options now. Even if you don't want medication, the fact that there's people that you can go to that they literally will care and listen to you, and it helps to just share what
you're
going
through. It does, because I did go to counseling. I didn't go to, like, an actual therapist, but she was, like, a licensed counselor. I went to her for a while, and I loved her, and then she retired on me, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basically, I was just going in there to bullshit with her, because she was like, girl, you're good. Like, you're okay. Like, you just need to calm
down. But
it
does help sometimes to have somebody that you can bounce all those thoughts that are going through your head off of. Because this is the truth for me, okay? I made a joking post today on my TikTok account. But, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, I can't hold a thought. I can't. Yeah. It's like everything is flighty. I've got menopause brain, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, can't hold a thought. 5 o'clock, can't hold a thought. Midnight, I wake up and I've got all this crap running through my head, and it's hard to sleep because.
And that's why I take trazodone.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll give you one of mine. They're fucking great. I mean,
And this is why people like gummies. I'm just saying.
Well, but don't you have an allergy to something with the gummies?
I'm allergic to hemp.
Yeah. Trazodone, like, if I didn't take that every night, I would not sleep. Mm-mm. Ever.
I don't know if I've met another person. If there's anybody out there listening and you have a hemp allergy also, will you please comment or send us an email and tell us about it?
Never heard of somebody having a hemp allergy.
It's so stupid. Like, the older I get, the worse the allergies get. And, yeah, so on my last allergy test, I'm allergic to not only all trees and all grasses and all weeds, all fungus, all mold, most animals, but I'm also allergic to hemp.
Sucks to suck.
I'm not allergic to birds or mice.
Oh.
There's that.
High five.
I don't want a pet rat, so please don't anybody send me one.
Mm-hmm. Look, you want a bird, though.
I do like birds.
I want a bird that talks.
I do, too. I want a talking bird that I can teach to cuss.
Yes. What I want is one of those African ravens. They're like the big ravens with
those
the white
head. Those are pretty. Yes.
And they talk, and they're big and
I
smart.
I looked them up after you were telling me about them.
Oh, I found my vape. It was my problem.
I want to teach mine to sing songs and stuff.
Yeah, I want to teach it to cuss.
I like to watch videos sometimes when I'm bored. That the birds will walk around saying, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
It's funny.
I want to teach mine to say, "Don't fucking touch me."
Did I ever tell you my granny had a bird that talked? His name was Charlie. And every time people would walk in the door, if the door would open, the bird would say, "Here comes that damn preacher."
Oh my God. I saw a video on TikTok this morning that was this little green bird, and like the police had come in for whatever reason, and the bird was like flipping out, like saying like, "Don't cuff me, don't touch me, don't blah blah blah," and like screaming at the cops. Funniest thing I've ever seen.
I need to teach a bird to say, "Here comes a popo."
Here comes a popo. Oh my God.
That would be hilarious. They're cute.
We're not allowed to have birds. I don't think we're allowed to have birds.
Mm-mm. It's cute. I'm not allergic to it. I mean, there's that.
I mean, you're probably allowed to have a bird. I don't think I am.
I should have a bird. I think I should have a bird. My husband doesn't think so. But I mean, the only pet we have is a chihuahua. That was my dog. I told my husband when we got her, "You're not allowed to look at her. Don't touch her. Don't talk to her. Nothing. Stay away from her. That's my dog." Mm-hmm. Because he's a dog whisperer. And every pet we ever have, they...
Oh, my husband's the same way.
They hate me after, like, just a little while. They hate me and they love him. Well, guess what? He now pets my dog, talks to my dog, loves him. My dog does not love me anymore. She loves me if nobody else is home.
Yeah.
Like, she won't even go to bed whenever I go to bed. She'll sit and wait on him to come home because, you know. Like,
my husband's the same way. All of our animals are like his.
Mm. Maybe I need a new chihuahua.
Maybe you need a not chihuahua because chihuahuas are finicky and weird.
I love them. I'm finicky and weird.
Not as finicky and weird as I am. I almost had a stroke because two strangers gave me hugs today. That's pretty finicky and
weird. One of them's name was James. I don't remember the other one. I don't know.
Patrick?
Maybe. They were nice.
They were nice, but also don't touch people you don't know. I don't like it.
It was funny. But it wasn't. It was, but it wasn't.
Now,
next time I'll stand up and say,
"No, don't touch her."
No. No.
Yeah, I
didn't know they were doing that.
Huh?
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like other people think it's funny.
And it's not. And I know it's not.
Literally dying inside. Like, I've started seeking you out for hugs. When I want one. And I allow it.
And what do I say to you?
You say, "Hug me until it feels awkward."
Exactly. She's like, "It's already awkward.
It's already fucking awkward. I'm here hugging you."
Hug me till it's awkward. I'm a hugger. I embrace it all.
I used to be a hugger, and I'm not sure what... I can't, like, pinpoint what moment in time I stopped being a hugger. I can't, like, find the point in time in my brain that I became, "Oh, God, don't touch me." Because I grew up being a hugger. My mom was a hugger. My granny was a hugger.
Same.
Like, I was always a hugger. And then it just, "Don't touch me. Don't touch me."
My husband's a great hugger, he's not a hugger. But he has adapted himself for me specifically.
Yeah.
But, like, I married somebody that's not a hugger, but he does. Like, every morning he knows, "You're going to have to hug me because I have to have that to start my day."
I wish my husband would leave me alone when I wake up.
Oh, no. I don't like anybody trying to talk to me when I first wake up. That's shh time.
Yeah.
Shh.
No, my husband was very talky this morning, and I was like, "Can you not?" but he's also not a very touchy person, so that's nice. I just don't want to talk in the mornings.
Oh, I don't either, though. I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I require at least an hour of drinking coffee in complete silence. I will wake up early to get it. And if you choose to wake up early on my time, that's on you. You still have to be quiet. I'm just saying.
You didn't have to get up.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. It probably has something, some deep-seated mommy issues. My mom died or something.
Maybe.
I feel like I was like that before, though.
I feel like you've been that way ever since I've met you. Because I remember before I really knew you, when you'd come into Tiki Hut and stuff, you'd just kind of stand there sometimes and be like...
Yeah, I don't know how long ago it was when I stopped.
Oh. I don't know. Were you huggy and affectionate with your kids?
Yeah. I still, like... Yeah, I've always been, and I'm affectionate and huggy with Clover. It's just adults.
I got you. Maybe they got to the point where you felt comfortable enough to say, you get on my nerves.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. But and especially like strangers that I don't know.
It was terrible. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
I keep felt laughing. Bad. I felt bad because I know that I was putting my hands over my face and like screaming like, oh God.
But they knew you would do that when they chose to do it.
I mean, yeah, nobody asked you to hug me, so.
Exactly. So, no, you shouldn't feel bad about that. You shouldn't feel bad about that. They knew that.
It was awkward.
It was very people-y today, anyway.
It was very people-y. And everybody was drunk. Everybody was drunk.
And they everybody but us. We weren't drunk.
Well, no, like, all the bikers were drunk. Like, yeah. That guy was pouring, like, shit into his cup, and they were all drunk. And they were all drunk. And we were... If I'd have been drunk, I probably would have had a better time.
You would have. I know. I've already seen it.
Can't help it.
You would have.
I mean, I probably would have had a better time. But, yeah.
Oh, well, it's over now. We know better next year. Next year, note to self, do not go to Jefferson during this weekend.
Yeah. Well, next time, let's just Google. Every time we... decide to go somewhere, let's just Google about it.
Do you remember when we went to Gladewater that time they were doing that festival there too, and we didn't know it was going on? Was that Gusher Days? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. But we have to start Googling before we go anywhere, because it never fails for some crazy shit to happen.
They were having an event just for us.
That's what it feels like sometimes. It does feel like that, because like every time we go somewhere, it just is...
Like, chaotic. Where did all these people come from?
Why are they trying to touch me? No, thank you.
Thanks. It's kind of probably, what do you call that, reverse psychology? Like, if somebody looks at you and your face is given the whole vibe of don't touch me, they're going to do the reverse psychology and they're going to touch you. Yeah, because they're not touching me and I'm friendly.
Yeah, they literally walked around you to come hug me. After Christy explains to all these people that this is my friend Sandy. She has anxiety. Don't touch her. And then they walked around Christy to come touch me.
But did you die? But did you die?
On the inside, a little bit, about that much.
You're okay.
A little bit dead.
That is the reason why you're a little bit dead today.
Yeah, my cat wants in. Hold on.
He wants to come fight with the other one.
Morris. Tim got locked outside. Gosh.
So I got a Lunchable a while ago. We stopped and we got beer and snacks. And I got a Lunchable. And I mean, I had barely opened that thing up. It had not even been a minute. And this cat jumps in because he's going to steal my Lunchable. No, sir. I'm not sharing.
Larry's an ass.
I'm not sharing my Lunchable.
Mm-mm. No, and I didn't want to share my spicy chips either. Did I tell you about the other night? I was laying in bed and I was eating the spicy chips. And I like went to go scratch my eye like this.
Yes.
And had spicy chip on my finger. Set my eyeball on fire.
I've rubbed my eyes before after chopping up jalapenos and I've been touching them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to grow a garden every year and we would have jalapenos, tomatoes, all those things. And I would try to put some up because we weren't going to use them all. And I would just dice them and freeze them, you know, in the little vacuum sealed bags. But yeah, I accidentally touched my eyes with jalapeno fingers before.
You know what happened on Below Deck last week?
No, because I'm not on that episode.
Oh, the little French guy thought, I'll touch a jellyfish and then touch my eye. That's great.
Dummy.
Touched the top of a jellyfish and he was like, oh no, it's just the tentacles that are poison. No, it's the whole jellyfish. And then he went and touched his eye and set his eyeball on fire.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Stupid. Oh my God, I cannot imagine.
Stupid.
I mean, couldn't that cause permanent damage?
No, I don't know. It was funny. I laughed because how stupid can you be?
I don't know. I tried to turn Below Deck on last night, but I don't think Jerry was feeling it, so I turned on some true crime stuff instead, and he was happy enough to go to sleep after that. So.
Oh, yeah. He watched the one about the best friends and the best friends in the swamp thing.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Out of Florida.
Out of Florida, yeah. Everybody knows that story. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good documentary they did, but I think that they just... It was long. It out. They drug it out too much.
Yeah. Sometimes I think things can be solved in 3 episodes as opposed to 5.
That one was 5 episodes. It sure was.
Yeah, I watched that one too. Not that long ago. Maybe just a few months ago. There's a new John Wayne Gacy one, biopic, that I want to watch.
I probably will watch that, even though John Wayne Gacy, out of every serial killer that has ever been known, gives me the most amount of ick ever.
He gives me the ick, like real, real bad.
There's something about him, it reminds me of somebody else I know in real life, that
just... He's just so smarmy, and like...
He's gross.
He's gross, and he was so cocky with the police, and...
He's somebody that thinks he's somebody. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, well,
he's so... This man is proof that low self-esteem is not what's wrong with people.
Oh, yeah, no.
He thinks so highly of himself.
He thinks very highly of himself. But, yeah, I'm probably going to watch that. I might watch
now
that
now. He's gone now, though. Didn't they?
Oh, yeah, he's been executed. He's gone, yeah. Back when we used to execute people for doing fucked up shit, now we just let them sit on... death row and taxpayers pay for it for 30, 40, 50 years.
Okay, I don't know if this is true or not, but I meant to tell you this, and I don't think I sent it to you, but in the state of Georgia, did you hear about that? There's been a bill proposed in the state of Georgia that they are wanting to make the penalty for child sex offense to be unaliving.
Immediate?
Unaliving.
Right then.
Unaliving.
Cool. Do it.
Well, you know what? They won't be reoffenders, that's for sure.
I mean, in the day and age of DNA, especially, like, I get it. Back in the olden times, people were wrongly convicted and, like, wrongly accused and things like that. But in the day and age we live in, when things can be proven beyond the shadow of a doubt with DNA and with the amount of cameras that are everywhere, like, prove it. Okay, it's been proven. Chair. However you want to do it. Firing squad, chair, I don't care.
But when it comes to little kids, like, I do not understand. And you know, there's a whole group of people out there that are trying to say, how do I say this? They're trying to get themselves placed with the same people as, you know how you have the whole alphabet crew? The LGBTQRST people, whatever? Mm-hmm. Okay. They're trying to get themselves identified with them so that they can say that's how they identify. That they're...
Well, the LGB done broke up with all the other letters, so
yes,
good luck with
that.
Yes,
they dang sure did, and they did for good reason. Good for them. Good for them.
Because the LGB means there's only two genders. And
yeah, so they're trying to get themselves in a situation to where they're not, it's not illegal what they're doing. because it's not their fault that that's how they're attracted. Why are we identifying people as to how they're sexually attracted anyway, especially when you're pushing this on children? Because children are not sexually attracted to anybody. No. They don't know what that even is.
No. What the hell is wrong with people? You know, like, there's so many, like, it's just the agenda for me. Like, you know, there's this whole, like, delete Netflix thing. I'm not going to delete my Netflix because there's shows on there that I do like to watch. I don't agree with boycotting, like, whole companies a lot of the time. Like, especially when it comes to, like, kids stuff, because you as a parent should be
monitoring
what your children are consuming.
Yes.
And if you're not, then
the problem is not the show. The problem is you, because you need to be paying attention to what your children are doing.
Yeah, I mean, like, whoever wants to write a TV show and make a TV show and has the money to do that, they have the right and ability to do that. You know, it's what are you going to allow in your home? And you don't have to delete your whole Netflix to not allow programming into your home.
Pay attention to your kids.
Like, when I go watch Clover, she's allowed to watch Blue's Clues. The old school Steve Blue's Clues. That's what I put on for her. If I put on anything for her. But, yeah, I know. I have already watched all the Harry Potter movies with her, though.
Jade absolutely loved it. I think she's kind of gone a little bit past that now, but I think she'll come back full circle because she's got all of the movies memorized. Mm-hmm. She's 4 years old, and she can, like, reenact every single movie.
Yeah. I love all the Harry Potter. I'm still on the fence as to whether or not I'm going to watch the series, because now they've announced that John Lithgow is going to play Dumbledore, and I loved him.
I'm going to watch it. I'm just telling you
now. I'm going to watch it. I'm irritated about Snape because I was such an Alan Rickman fan. Like, I used to have a fake Facebook page called Roxy Rickman that was like my stalker page, but tell me you didn't have a stalker page on Facebook.
Don't play. Never. Lie detector test me. I never did.
Okay. Well, some listeners, send us in. What was your fake name on Facebook that you used to stalk people? Because I had one. And my mom had one. And we were married. And hers was Johnny Angel.
Okay, Roxy.
Yeah. Roxy was a nickname, and then I picked Rickman because I was obsessed with Alan Rickman. I've been obsessed with Alan Rickman, like, all of my life. Like, I love Alan Rickman. Don't play with me. But anyway, nobody will ever be a better Professor Snape than him.
No, he did good. He really was good. And, like, he was perfect for that role.
He can die better than anybody I've ever seen, like, in a movie. But anyway, so I'm really annoyed about the Professor Snape situation. But I probably am still going to watch it.
Was he in The Three Musketeers? Was he the one that played in The Three Musketeers? Was that the movie I was thinking about?
He was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That's it.
And he was in a movie one time. And I can't remember when it came out. And I want to say it was like a black and white thing. And my dad, like, called me in the room because, hey, look, it's the guy from Die Hard as he, like, runs through a field and is full frontal naked. I can't think of the name of the movie, but I was like, ah! I was like 5 or 6, and I was like, oh! My dad was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't know he was naked. Because it was just showing him running from, like, the chest up. And then the camera, like, backed out, and he was just full, like, dick flying, like.
You gotta see all the dangling bits.
And so it was just like. Have you seen the movie, the Adam Sandler one, with where he's got the big bush?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
I can't think of the name of it, but it was like that.
Is it the Zohan?
Zohan. Yeah. It was like that. It was like that. And I was like, oh, Daddy. He's like, oh, God, I'm sorry. Don't look. He was funny. Anyway, he's like, I was just telling you it was the guy from Die Hard in this movie.
For future reference, manscaping is a thing.
Yes, please do that. Mm.
Like a cat coughing up a hairball.
Sorry.
Not really. I'm not sorry at all.
Oh. I mean, that could be, we could do a tutorial lesson one day.
Of what?
Things that men ask women to do, but then they're not willing to do things to compromise.
Yeah.
Manscape.
Manscape. Just, they've got this TikTok thing, it keeps, it's the double-ended razor that strippers recommend. It keeps coming up on my TikTok. It's $8 on TikTok shop right now. Like, buy it. Use it.
You'll thank yourself later.
And your women will thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So what else is going on?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time since that manscaping.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I know in the last episode you kept trying so bad to get me to talk about the government shutdowns, and I'm just like, I'm so disgusted by everybody right now that it is so hard to even want to bring that up, because I'm so tired of the bullshit that is spouted as excuses for it.
Well, Donald Trump is just, okay, first of all, we're back to Columbus Day. Super excited about that, because what it is. Number two, Donald Trump just said Democrat funding, we're cutting all of that off. So, you don't want to open the government? Cool. Now you don't have a job.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm like, he's funding WIC.
He's funding WIC.
With
tariff money.
Tariff
yeah.
money. And I'm sure that there's going to be other things that's going to end up having to happen that way, too.
Yeah.
You know what is going to be hilarious to me? Is if he fully keeps things going mm-hmm. with them never even trying to get on board.
Yeah.
And it's just showing true colors. And can we say a congratulations to President Trump for creating peace where other presidents have tried, and it's
he should have got the Nobel Peace Prize. And did you see who they fucking gave it to? And then Joe Biden's people gave a statement talking about, I feel like I should have got the Nobel Peace Prize because of how fancy I am. You shit your pants in the Vatican.
What the hell did he do to deserve a Nobel Peace Prize?
Not a motherfucking thing. Nothing. He did nothing to deserve a Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-mm.
President Trump got peace in the Middle East right now. But yeah, they gave it to from Venezuela. So.
Well, we've got between Zelensky and Putin. We've got some stuff going on there.
I wonder if Putin still listens to our podcast.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'll have to look. I haven't looked. We did have a few listeners in Russia, and I was like,
But if you are listening, that's great. Thank you.
I mean, thanks.
Thanks, President Trump, for...
Send us an email.
Thanks, President Trump, for making America not look like a bunch of pussies. There's
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though we still have a bunch of people that are like that here. Listen, you can love, and I've been struggling with this, and I've talked about that to you before, because all this stuff that's going on with Israel, I believe with my whole entire heart that you can love and support a nation without 100% supporting everything that their government does.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you with complete honesty in my heart, I love America.
Yeah.
I love this country. But I do not love what all our politicians are doing.
Did I send you the TikTok that was this, like, girl with purple hair or something, like, going on a rant about Republicans being pissed off about the halftime show? And, like, she was saying, like, imagine being so entitled and so blah, blah, blah that you have to create your own halftime show. And then the guy then there's a guy that, like, duets it or whatever, and he was like, imagine you calling us a name that was made for you 10 years ago because of how you were acting. Like,
I know. I'm like, do you even know what entitled means? Because at this day and age that where we're at right now, white people aren't entitled to anything. If my credit score is better than somebody else's, it's because I've worked on my credit score. That's the only reason why, because they don't just pass out credit scores whenever you open your first bank account. They don't do that.
No, it'd be nice if they did.
But they don't, but they don't. And my husband and I made the mistake of becoming debt-free. I wasn't even 50 years old yet. We were still in our 40s whenever we paid everything off that we owned and became 100% debt-free. And I thought, man, this is liberating, until I found out what our credit score was, because it dropped our credit score because we weren't making payments on
stuff. Yeah, my husband is 77 years old and has zero credit. Like, he's just always paid cash for everything. And, like, he doesn't have a credit card. He doesn't have, we does not make payments on anything. And so, his credit is zero.
So you carry the credit in your house?
I carry the credit, which I have decent credit. Just
which I do have to say, thank God, my husband is so he's so smart, and he's very he's mindful about that, how to do things the correct way to get things where you want it to be. And we've been able to build our credit score back up, but still, like, this is not something, they don't just pass that out to you. You don't get your free white card, white privilege card, whenever you are at birth. It doesn't happen.
No.
And now we're in a day and time where we're being told how much privilege we have, and I'm looking around thinking, this is freaking nuts. That guy on TikTok that is trying to promote a movement to do away with race altogether. It's a black guy. I don't know if you've come across him.
Oh, yet. I have. I'm on that side of TikTok.
I love him so much. He's made music about it. He has t-shirts for sale. He has this one shirt that says black, and then it says white here, and they're both crossed out, and it just says American across the front.
Yeah,
and he's saying, we need to make American our ethnicity, not the color of our skin. And I agree.
Well, I feel like growing up, I mean, even though, like, dating outside your race was frowned upon, in the 80s and 90s, I feel like we were just Americans. To me,
I think that there was growing room even from that. But it looks like we grew too far in a different direction altogether.
Yeah, and I feel like in the 80s and 90s, like, as opposed to, like, the 60s and 70s, when there was so much racial, like...
Yeah, okay.
Like, the 80s and 90s were, like, the medium. And it was, like, things had been really, really, really bad. And then it got better, 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 better. And then it was kind of semi-good in the 80s and 90s. And then it just went too far in the other direction.
Well, my question is this. How many generations back do you have to go before their ethnicity is a certain country? Because if somebody else from China was to move here and they become a citizen legally, they would be considered a Chinese American, right? I know somebody that is black, that is, their family heritage is not from Africa at all, that people are trying to label him African American, and his family heritage is not from Africa. It has nothing to do with that. He's Caribbean.
There are other places in the world besides Africa that black people come from.
Exactly. And so mine is, how many generations back do we have to go before we stop putting that label on people and just say, American?
Well, I feel like as white people, like, the majority of my family is Irish, English, European. I've just always been American. Like...
There's all these other countries, European, whatever, and you have to check a box that says Caucasian. That is the stupidest name anybody ever invented to begin with, first of all.
Well, that means you're from the mountains of Caucasus. Whose goddamn wild baby is that?
That is a stupid name.
It means you're from the mountains of Caucasus.
I have no Cox or Asian inside of me right now.
Okay, wait. I have to look up the meaning of Caucasian.
It's stupid. It's so stupid.
I need a charger for my phone.
So, I know for a fact that on my father's side, I am third generation here on one side, and then, indigenous on the other, because my dad has a lot of native on his side of the family, and on my mother's we're fourth generation here. So how many generations do we have to go back before I can say, no, I'm American?
Caucasian can refer to a person from the Caucasus region, or more commonly it is an outdated racial term for people of European ancestry, particularly in the United States.
Thank you. It's outdated.
But it means...
Are we allowed to be offended? Can I say I'm offended?
Or relating to the Caucasus, a mountain range in Eurasia situated between the Black and Caspian Seas. It became a substitute for white in the United States. Oh. It became a substitute for white in the United States and was used as a pseudoscientific system that divided humanity into races like Caucasoid, Mongoloid, and Negroid.
See, that is so racist.
It's racist.
It's so racist. I feel like having to fill out any kind of application at all, and you have to check those boxes, that is racist. Yeah.
Mongoloid would have been like Asian people. That's what that was referring to. Why can't everybody just be American? Why can't everybody just get along?
Why can't we just be humans?
Why can't we just... why does everything have to be so hard?
It's stupid.
Looking at you.
It's stupid. And I take offense to people saying that I'm a white girl too, because I've worked really hard on my tan.
Yeah.
Not very hard lately.
Listen, I get super tan in the summertime, and then as soon as it's time to put jeans on, I lose all my tan. And I go back to being the white, white, white girl that I am. There we are. We're so pretty. Oh, I love us. Well, anything else for today?
No.
Did you see that fly? It landed right on my forehead.
I saw it.
Sorry.
Well, shit.
Well, you can send us an email at werelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
That's werelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
I love it when you spell it. It makes me so happy.
I'm a grammar Nazi and I like to spell things.
Well, you always fuck it up, so. Send us an email. Tell us what you have to say. And remember, wait, what is it? Don't put your finger anywhere you wouldn't put your face.
Always remember that.
It's very important.
Don't ever put your finger somewhere you wouldn't put your face.
Yes. Don't do it. No, no. Bye.